The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Globally Local FM. I hope you're having a great morning. Because if it's the evening, then please turn this off right now and listen in the morning tomorrow. Thank you. This episode is deemed morning only. We're going to discuss some topics that are not for late night or even afternoon. Thoughts?
Wow. So my thoughts is I have the beef of the week, second week of New Year's, but I have a beef of the week.
Let's go, Rudy. Let's hear it. Nothing I love more than a good beef.
Well, ironic you say that, because the beef is actually through me with you.
Okay, I take everything back. Rudy, I do not want to discuss this any longer.
It's feedback from our listeners.
Okay, before we get to this very confronting segment, I mind you, can I bring up something silly and lighthearted?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I just noticed that my sugar-free Sprite has a 3.5-star health rating, and I want to know what that 1.5-star is that's missing and how I can get it back.
That's the thing? That's what you want
that's
to say?
That's the thing. That's what I've been sitting on, Rudy.
I guess
for the better part of
King.
20 minutes, I might add.
Yeah, it's been 20 minutes. Because we just spilled tea for Sid in the recording before we actually started recording.
On a different note, have you ever, do you know the feeling of when you have something that you really like and then you have it, like, regularly, not every day, like Tic Tacs, for example, like you would have Tic Tacs, Rudy, classic you, but something that you eat like every couple of weeks and then after, like one day it just clicks and it's no longer, you no longer like it.
I think that's how straight people think of gay people eating cock.
As in, the idea is that
when you meet Jesus,
that
it's just gonna click.
Okay, I'm not following that. If your message is gay people bad, then I'm on board. All right, Rudy.
No, my message was not that.
All right, Rudy.
Beef of the week, though. So
feedback.
Henry, could you tell me, please, where is Malawi?
Sorry, just had to think there for a minute. It's, like, near South Africa. Like,
yeah.
It's north of South Africa, but it's, like, on the south side of Africa. It's, like, bordering Mozambique.
You could not be more correct, but apparently I've been told by somebody who comes from Africa or spent most of his life there that you, the geo-nerd of the podcast, in the Malawi episode said it's in East Africa.
Did I?
Well, apparently, okay. I don't know.
Here's a fun fact. I'm not that wrong. Because if you would split Africa through the middle, north to south, then yeah, it's on the east side. So whoever said that, yeah, I urge you to never listen again.
Oh my god. You know what the story with this guy is? We tried to make him listen for like three months now, and now he's just going to be like, nah.
Well, there you go. This is part of my resolution to not admit defeat. I was technically correct, and that's good enough for me.
Chuckle fuck you are.
If I said that, then no, I agree. It's south. It's like more South Africa. Saying it's East Africa is kind of a bad take. Is that all, or that's
you know
it?
What? Stay winning, King, because you admit your wrongs. Stay winning.
Of course.
I want to say that on the podcast right now. I am proud of you.
Thank you. This is actually, so dear listeners, you will not have experienced this, but I was giving Rudy some very genuine compliments before the episode and he was like not having it. And I think,
well, that's because I don't know how to deal with love coming my way. And on that good note, I think we should tell where we are today.
Okay. Today we're in therapy and it's time for Rudy to open up.
Today we are in an intervention.
So today we are in Conakry. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it. In Guinea. Rudy, where is Guinea?
Where the guinea pigs are at. Hey. Hey.
Why are they called guinea pigs? Are they, were they found in Guinea?
Because they are pigs coming from Guinea. Hey. Hey.
Is that true? Like, genuinely? I could believe that.
So. You know what? Probably, but I don't know.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
All right. So, Guinea on the coast of West Africa. In which general region is it located, Rudy?
Don't do this to me.
It's in Guinea. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is...
Yeah.
Wait.
Sorry.
I am... Isn't it not just Guinea, but Equatorial Guinea specifically?
No. Equatorial Guinea is the other country.
It's a different one. It's a different one. Okay.
There's four countries.
Well, you could see where I'm getting a bit confused.
Well, so you have four countries that are named after the general region of Guinea. That's like West Africa, kind of. You've got Guinea. Shockingly, we've got Guinea-Bissau, which is neighboring country. The only difference is that it was the Portuguese that colonized that instead of the French. Then you've got Equatorial Guinea, and the difference there is that the Spanish colonized that. And then you've got Papua New Guinea, which I don't know why it's called that. But I guess it's called that for the same reason that, like, there's a New South Wales in Australia, which has nothing to do with South Wales in general. So.
Okay. Well, after those cool facts, I think we have to go to the news!
All right, Rudy, I think you go first today.
Okay, and that will be my only news article, because the banks ran dry, brother. The river okay, no longer. Somebody build a dam.
Shit, it's so over.
It is. Do you have two articles? Because I only have one.
I do have two.
So
I guess I'll go first after all. So, and I hope this is not the same one that you have as well, because I think there's a decent chance that it is.
I don't think it will be, but let's go.
25-year-old man? Does that strike a familiarity chord with you, Rudy?
No.
Bikes?
No.
4,000 kilometers to go to university.
What?
So, a guy in Guinea, I actually didn't take down his name, which is not that smart in hindsight, but it is what it is, thought, I want to go to university, and it has to be this one in Egypt, which is apparently like one of the top universities for this specific field of Islam. But his parents could not pay for the flight, and neither could he. So he decided, hey, let's get on the good old-fashioned bike, and let's go there ourselves. So he starts in Guinea. He bikes through several war-torn countries, because there's like a lot of dictatorships between Guinea and Egypt. Once he arrived in Chad, which is like, most of the way there, the only country that would be left at that point is Sudan, which is in pretty heavy conflict right now. So once he got to Chad, apparently a journalist picked up the story and it got traction in Chad. So they crowdfunded this flight to Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the university also heard the story. So they met with him and gave him a full scholarship. So in the end, it like worked. He biked there, and just because it was very inspirational, he got in. So there you go.
So his only qualifications, like, he can bike far.
I don't know. I don't think it mentioned anything about his pre-education. But
all
I
the
guess
Dutch
maybe.
People right now went, "Aww, if I could have done that from the beginning."
Yeah, I think the message here is: as long as you bike 4,000 kilometers, you should get what you want at the end.
You know what? Real.
There you go. I think, you know, it's a pretty interesting one, I think.
That's crazy. Didn't he have to, like, ride through a desert at some point? Well, I guess there's roads around it, is what he used.
Well, so, I mean, he never really crossed the Sahara Desert, right? Because he basically rode east towards Chad. And then crossing
the Sahara... What
was the
plan
Sahara,
there? Wait, let me take a look at this. What was the plan there? So... Let's see. Chad, where is Chad? Where is Chad? I don't see Chad here.
Chad is like central Africa, basically.
Oh, I see. So he went to Chad and then And then the idea was to go to... I see. So he basically wanted to kind of like go around this... Okay.
Well, yeah. So basically after Chad, he would start crossing into the Sahara Desert. So I guess that would have been the most challenging part of the trip. Maybe he planned to get like traction or whatever by the time he got there. Because I feel... I don't know how you would have done that, really. That would have been a pretty tough one, I reckon.
No, I think he would have died, like, non-ironically. Unless there is a road, but then again, still a road through a desert.
Yeah, I think really that he was not going to admit defeat, much like me, and therefore he was not going to die.
You know what he also would have done? Won. Stayed humble, probably.
Yeah, he probably would have.
Yeah.
That's why a journalist had to shout out his story. You know, this guy, he didn't say anything. It was everybody else that was drumming it up. He was just there like, let me bike, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Maybe after 4,000 kilometers, he couldn't say anything because he arrived there like... this reporter is like, oh my God, look at this guy. Guys, there's a new story right here. Water. Water. Yo, get the cameras in. Look at this. The guys, they're like freaking dead on the floor, basically.
I'll say he looked pretty dashing in the picture that the university published. So
you know who looked dashing? Heard about the assassin who assassinated the CEO of the insurance company?
Yes. You know what's funny? Is that by the time this comes out, this will be so old news. And we're talking about it like...
I saw the face of the guy 2 days ago. Well, first of all, he's Italian descent.
Yeah,
but yeah, he genuinely is like hot.
Right. I'm happy for you, King. Like, I don't know what you want me to say,
to this topic. A hero is what he is. Anyways, yappers. We need them.
Okay.
So, in this modern day and age, we are all aware of the term yapper. For those who are not part of the we are all aware group, the Urban Dictionary states this. A person who enjoys to chatter nonstop. This is usually the person who you constantly think, will you shut the fuck up around? As you can see, there's a bit of a stigma around them. Well, here I am today representing the yappers everywhere yapping about, yeah, for short, because Jesus. We need you. More specifically, Equatorial Guinea needs you.
So that's the wrong Guinea that we're talking about right now then?
No, I think all the guineas, because when I'm looking for the news, right, at some point, I was going to go for the joke of like, just take news from a different guinea and then pose it as a joke.
Uh-huh.
Nothing in any of the guineas. More freaking gosh darn news reporters down there cannot think of anything original. Either that, or indeed in the whole country or countries, the hottest of topics are new deals with other ministries and some law changes. Come on, send down some yappers there and let them yap.
Okay.
I honestly was so like down in the dumps because I couldn't find anything. I don't know where you found the guy with the 4,000 kilometers on his belt, but I couldn't find anything.
I don't remember where I found it. I don't know. It was the only news article.
And we actually
paid
the guy to do this, and then the guy got a reward at the end, and that was just the lucky ending of it because Henry had no story, and he was like, "I need something for the podcast."
It was actually a bad ending for me because I sponsored this back in the day as like an episode of The Vagabond Dilemma. So he was supposed to go missing at the end.
Oh, indeed, just like scheduling changes and stuff. You probably didn't take into account time zones.
Yeah, you know, you win some, you lose some. I guess
Vagabond Dilemma season 2.
So true. So true.
I feel like by now we have at least 6 episodes that we were like Vagabond Dilemma season 2. I don't remember what they were, but I remember he referencing it.
I think we could, but I don't think we should, Rudy. I think the world has seen enough.
Well, they haven't seen us, but they have heard enough, yes. I think if somebody would unearth some clips from Vagabond Dilemma, that's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to hear what you said 10 years ago. Like, that's one of those, nah-uh.
Yeah, kind. But how long ago did we record? It was like 2 years ago that we started it, no?
At this point, yeah, 2 years ago.
There you go. I was actually re-listening to some episodes recently. I was thinking like, oof, I kind of don't want to hear. I don't want to hear me speak no more, you know? But oh well.
Was it that bad? I haven't re-listened to them in a long while.
I don't know. I like listening to this podcast more than I like listening to Vagabond Dilemma.
I mean, if you have a banger editor, what can I say?
Aww, well, that means we're doing a good job.
Yeah, or that means that I'm just very... I'm living in the moment, Rudy. I'm not admitting defeat. Sorry that I have to keep repeating that, but I'm just thinking I'm doing great because it's now, you know.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you are. Keep going,
buddy. Thanks, Rudy. All right. So was that the news article that there's no news? Or were you done?
Yeah, that's my news article.
Okay, well then here's another one. Guinea sues for naming rights. Uh-oh. We love a good lawsuit.
Uh-oh. I feel like
I'm struggling to speak suddenly, but that's all right. Because Rudy will keep yapping if not. If I don't. All right. So, Guinea has recently announced to be suing several countries in the International Court of Justice.
Justice. Get justice in the room.
What do we think of suing other countries, Rudy? Good, bad, neutral?
Well, I mean, Trump at some point tried to buy Sweden, so it's not the craziest we've heard.
Well, that's not really... I would say that's different from suing.
Yeah, but it's just like, as you know, suing other countries, in my opinion, is always like, and what are you going to do about it? Like, yeah. Sure, it's basically like standing in the yard, face to face with each other and be like, you dumb, but not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Like those two dogs that are barking at each other on the other side of the fence, you open the gates and they're just like, oh, now we kind of have to interact with each other. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Anyway, so the dispute arises from the names of the affected countries. We've touched on this briefly earlier, which all contain Guinea. Uh-oh. So here's the dispute, right, that Guinea's raising. They believe that they're missing out on income from tourism from people who would be looking to go to Guinea, but accidentally end up going to the other Guineas because they have similar names.
Yeah, okay. How big is the loss? €5?
All right, ready? Tread carefully here, or else you might be next up on the chopping block, all right? I think you would probably... I don't know, actually. I mean, maybe the African guineas don't have too much tourism.
Okay, I don't think the loss is that big, right? It can't be that big.
I think you'd still have like a decent chunk of Australians going to Papua, surely.
But surely they mean to go to Papua.
No, because they have Guinea in the name. They meant to go to Africa.
No, but like when they think of it, they probably think of Papua. Like,
they meant to go to Africa.
How do you know?
They meant to go to Africa because they wrote Guinea in the search bar, Rudy. There could only be one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you paid by Guinea these days? Is that the Big Oil sponsorship?
I will not speak to this right now.
Okay, I see.
You can ask my fucking lawyer.
What is that small guinea pig on your shoulder telling you what to do right there? I only now noticed it.
All right. We have to end the episode right now, actually, people. Sorry. Okay. So they have requested other countries to pay royalties for the use of the name, or alternatively, remove Guinea from their name entirely. So, that would leave us with the countries of Bissau, Equatorial, and Papua New. So, thoughts?
Equatorial is the best so far.
It's just a factual description of the approximate location of the country.
Wow, what a sentence you just said. Broke my brain.
Already, what do we think? Do they have a winning case?
I think they can try. And I think that's about anything they can do about this.
Yeah, I mean, like
I think that's where it ends. They tried.
The International Court of Justice is a bit of a... It only works if both parties believe in it and actually, you know, follow it, if that makes sense.
What if the other guineas pile up on this guinea and is like, how about... You just become not Guinea anymore.
Yeah,
you just become blank.
Yeah, well, who knows? They probably could. I don't know how big.
You want to go to blank Africa?
I think Guinea is probably easily the biggest one. I don't know if that's the same for population numbers, but I mean, Papua is a bigger land size, but I'm pretty sure their population is quite small.
All I remember from Papua New Guinea when we did an episode on it, how many languages they have there.
Yes, that's true. And if you want to hear about that, people, then you better go back to the episode of, I think, John Rockefeller and the Vagabond Dilemma.
John Rockefeller. Michael Rockefeller? Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. I remember that episode. It was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse in the freaking swamp.
There you go. And I should have said, of course, say before we go to the break that that last one was, of course, not real. But when there's no news, you gotta find news, people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And wait, it was not real.
Well, I'm glad I had my shotgun. But anyhow, maybe it's time for a new clock from Techmart, because the old ones are watching.
That was so stupid.
I don't know what editor was on for that one. That was so out of pocket. Can I just say, when I first heard the ad, okay, Henry, did you clock that it's a clock? Because I thought it's just Sid chewing on gum on mic.
I did think it was like ASMR adjacent, but I was thinking of a clock. Like, I wasn't sure if it would like go there, but I like could see it, you know. Like, I was blindsided by
it. I'm glad I had my shotgun. What?
I thought it was gonna be a shotgun ad, but yeah, right.
Because clocks are watching. Well, I mean, for what it's worth, it's very original.
Yeah, honestly. I could see that being run as like a genuine ad for like a bit of a quirky take for like a clock company.
Or bit a of a quirky company. Take. Somebody shoots a clock.
Well, you could make it PG, but like concept itself is pretty good, I think.
Alrighty, I think it's time for your segment.
All right, everybody, then close your eyes. I'll give the context after. It's just I make a little bit of a specific reference here, so just to be ready for that. All right, everybody. So, close your eyes and picture this. You walk out of a courtroom, sweating, yet relieved. It's been a long day. You're glad that the courts came to the decision that you don't have to pay royalties to everyone with your name, despite you clearly copying it. After you spend the rest of the day walking around the city, you decide to go to see the countryside, and the mountains, and the trees, and the nature. As you leave the city center, the land narrows, until you're left with just a single balance beam connecting the city to the mainland. This is the ultimate test of Giddy, as only the worthy ones are able to leave the city. As you attempt the challenge, you're swept right into the ocean with a gust of wind. Whoops! Not to worry though, as you're one step closer to the oil drilling platforms. Woo! So, if you're interested in failing deadly challenges, then maybe Guinea can be your next destination.
And you know what? You should check if this is the Guinea you want to go to. Just remember, oil, this Guinea. This is the Guinea. Guinea, say thank you, because we just brought you probably 5 extra tourists per year. So, like, come on. We will take some honorary settlements.
And just as context, sorry, because I do need to provide as context, I think. People, go look up the city of Conakry on a map. It has a very unique geography where the city is basically on a very long peninsula that juts right out into the ocean. Easily one of the most unique cities I've seen, I reckon.
Yes, I actually have a small bit about that in my next segment, which, yeah, ready your shotguns, because actually, can somebody start the van, because I'll need it. I'm running off after this one. I wrote it in a rage of not getting any news, okay? That's my excuse. So, right. Going local. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take a step further and go local. So ask yourself this. Okay. Do you like brown as a color, I mean? Yes?
Sure.
Lovely, lovely. All right. Do you like squares?
Yeah.
As a shape, I mean. Yeah? Okay, nice. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. And last but not least, do you like being told to shut the fuck up, live in the city shape of a turd, and drive cars whose engines have not been produced or maintained since the steam locomotives went out of fashion?
I would say less so, but probably still, yeah.
Superb. You are now ready to be a full-fledged citizen of Conakry. Giddy.
Let's go. All I have to want is live in a piece of shit. So we're doing great, I guess.
I'm gonna get shot for this. Okay, local businesses.
All right, well, my recommendation is the Maracana Olympic Swimming Pool. Because if you're gonna be here in the future, you better know how to swim. Because when I look at the map, it looks like this shit will be gone in 20 years with global warming.
You know what? Ironic that you say things about swimming. Because for my local business, go down to the pier and when the weather clears up, jump. From one pedal to the metal, just keep swimming, following the coastline north, and in a couple of days, and with a lot of luck, you might end up in Madeira, Portugal, which is actually nice, so peeps encourage you to go check it out. I'm now stealing the same 5 tourists back from Guinea.
I think this is the most slanderous you've ever been towards a place on our episodes, Rudy.
Probably.
And for the local radio, I've got 93.5 Soleil FM, which I believe translates to sun in French. They were playing some French African tunes, which was a pretty unique vibe, although I feel like I say that every time. Nonetheless, felt island tune adjacent. Definitely hammock music, so pretty relaxing. Check it out.
Hey, yo. Well, for my local radio, when I very needed sensual them the most, when all hope was lost, when you thought that the saga had ended, they came to me. Antenna Web Conakry, thank you, and once more, grazie mille, for when I clicked on your radio, my ears were flooded with the one and the only Andrea Bocelli, performing the famous Conte Partiro, which now me and Henry will iterate for you, singing together. Are you ready, Henry?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, okay. Well, I start, you just follow up, right?
Okay.
Con partirò paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te. Adesso sì li vivrò con te, partirò. Non esistono più, con te io li vivrò. And that's about actually it for today. Go check out Conte Partiro.
It's actually funny because that was the only, like, that was the song I had in my head to, like, force in, and that would turn out to be the right one. So there you go.
I mean, it's a really, 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 really famous piece. I genuinely did not expect.
If only you actually let me get in my piece, you know, you said, Henry, follow. Yeah, you didn't give me a chance. I was.
No, you were supposed to sing with me.
Well, that, no, I thought you were going to pass it to me.
No, you're supposed to sing with me. Okay, sing on your own. I can tell you the lyrics, okay? So, all right. you just have to give me 3 lines. You will say, Conte Partiro. Say, Conte Partiro.
Conte Partiro. Hey, Conte Partiro, huh? What's the deal?
Yeah, okay, then, Paesi che non ho mai.
Paea che conosco mai.
Paesi che non ho mai.
Paesi che non ho mai.
Veduto e vissuto con te.
Veduto e vissuto con te. Hey.
And now sing it.
Wow, 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 wow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much for listening to today's episode of Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Huzzah Productions with your lovely co-host, Rudy, that's me, 000RUDY00 on Instagram. So 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s on Instagram. Give us feedback on my Instagram or on Spotify or wherever you listen to us. Just go get me. And you can find Henry
practicing Italian opera for the next 3 months.
There you go. Check out our dear... who the fuck he is? Nobody knows. Colossal Penguin on Twitch. And then next week we will see you in...
I think Korohogo in Ivory Coast. Yes, I'm right. So there you go.
Let's go. All right, Henry. Curtain lifts at 5. So ready up.
All right, ready. One more test run.
Con te partirò. Su navi per mare che io lo so. No!